целью реализации рекомендаций международных.
In order to keep to fulfill the recommendation by international institutes, we are working to prevent torture and ill treatment. At present, over 60 sections of the police have special procedures which make it possible to observe the activities of police, and all of the 150 temporary holding facilities have these same installations. 230 temporary holding facilities were closed last year because they didn't meet international standards. In order to indicate that people are in fact being held, the National Police have a database, and this makes it possible for us to determine all the acts by these detainees. And should there be ill treatment against them, this information is made available for investigation. Also, all the complaints are recorded as well. In order to avoid such ill treatment and ensure immediate treatment in situ, there are special care for HIV/AIDS and drug addicts. The National Police also is continuing its work against torture, and in 10 months, in 2017, the prosecutor's office has launched 135 cases for violations by principles of constitutional rights. As a result of these studies, 50 policemen have been notified that they are accused of crimes. The National Police, together with the Ministry, the Health Ministry, and other institutions, has been working to implement the Istanbul Protocol to ensure effective investigations of torture. This has made it possible to carry out real investigations into allegations of torture. The National Police also has a Division on Human Rights, which is responsible for monitoring the monitoring detainees' rights, and violations by the police are there are courses that are designed to prevent these abuses and topics to prevent torture and to ensure